Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY23 earnings conference call of Sport King India Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Irfan Rahim from Orient Capital, investor relations partner to Sport King. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Aman. Good morning, everyone. Myself, Irfan Rahim from Orient Capital. We are an investor relations advisor to the company. I hope that all of you and your families are safe and healthy. On behalf of Sport King India Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to all participants on Q4 and FY 2023 financial results discussion call. Today on the call, we have Mr. Munish Awasthi, sir, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Sandeep Sahdev, sir, CFO, and Rasheem Jindal, Marketing and Raw Material Head. I would like to give a short disclaimer before we start the call. This call may contain some of the forward-looking statements, which are completely based upon our beliefs, opinion, and expectation as of today. These statements are not guarantee of our future performance and involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. With this, I hand over the call to MD, sir. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Irfan. Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. This being the maiden call of Sport King, I welcome everybody to the earnings calls. I would like to extend my gratitude to everybody who have taken time to attend our first ever earnings call and have constantly been part of the journey of Sport King. Also, I'm pleased to welcome everyone who's looking at our company for the first time. This being our first call, I would like to speak a little bit about our company. It was established in 1989. Sport King has emerged as one of India's leading textile conglomerates in more than three decades of its existence. Sport King today owns three state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities in India, spread across the state of Punjab, which are equipped with the latest machinery, producing different variety of yarns, cotton yarns, polyester cotton yarns, blended yarns, and so on. We have a certain benchmark in quality, range, and innovation in the domestic as well as international markets. On the eve of our first earnings call, let me evoke the memory of Mr. Raj Awasthi, our chairman. Without his vision and benevolent guidance, we would not have been where we are today. He had done a lot of important work in Punjab for the growth of textile and yarn sector. He always focused on making the youth self-reliant. For this, he tied up with several institutes to encourage the youth in the retail sector and provided training to the youth by giving them better pay stipend. Along with this, he was always involved in the state and national level textile committees. All of us at Sport King do fondly miss him. Now on to the business front. I'm pleased to announce that despite facing headwinds in the last few quarters, the company has achieved its highest ever quarterly revenue of 2,205 crores. The company has successfully commissioned two additional capacity projects in the last 1 year. The first phase of 40,800 spindles for manufacturing of polyester cotton yarn in Q2, and the second phase of 63,072 spindles in the end of Q4. This has taken overall production capacity of the company to 378,576 spindles. So in last 1 year, we added almost 35% to our capacity. In our endeavor to contribute to the environment and to save cost, we have successfully commissioned a 10 megawatt rooftop solar power project for in-house consumption in Q2 financial year 23, which will lead to substantial cost savings. On these lines, the board has also approved the installation of additional rooftop solar power project of about 15 megawatt capacity at the existing units, which is likely to be commissioned in next month and a half. I would like to inform everybody that the projects, all these projects have been before time or and within the prescribed budget. On the industry side, we are witnessing some green shoots in export demand and decline in input cost inflation. There is some better demand from China after long, and the lowering of premium of domestic cotton over international cotton prices, and also some positive indicators that will support our sector in competing internationally. We are yet to see sufficient rationalization in raw material and input costs and are monitoring it closely. Despite some weakness in global demand, India's textile sector is going to benefit and see a transformation due to factors like government push to sign FTAs with EU, UK, Canada and other countries, the textile park scheme, which is albeit for long term, it's more positive in long term, but I'm sure it's going to gain some traction. The PLI schemes, government is set to come out with second PLI scheme in consultation with industry to focus on segments which are not covered in the earlier schemes like home textile, etc. The US ban on material coming from Xinjiang region of China, which has been benefiting our sector for the last couple of years, is going to continue. The economic crisis in Pakistan has also helped to stimulate some demand in the last few quarters. The shift of global supply chains amid China plus one strategy is another factor which is live and still going on. All these factors lead to improvement in would lead to improvement in subsequent quarters for the company and industry as a whole. We as a company are ready to act fast and grab the huge opportunity opening up due to a change in global textile trade patterns to achieve our growth plans. Now, I'm pleased to welcome Mr. Sandeep Sachdeva as CFO of the company in quarter four. His appointment is in line with company strategy to achieve accelerated growth in the years to come. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Sandeep Sachdeva, who will take you through the financial performances of the company.
Thank you, Mr. Rusty, for handing over the call to me, and good morning to everyone. I am pleased to announce the financial highlights of the financial performance for Sparky India Limited for the FY23 and versus quarter to quarter. Revenue for the FY23 is 2205 crores, a growth of 2% year to year. As Mr. Avasti said, this is the highest revenue in the history of the company. EBITDA for the FY23 is ₹279 crores with a margin of 13%. For quarter four of FY23, revenue increased by 4% on a quarter to quarter basis to ₹534 crores. EBITDA for quarter four, 523, increased by 39% on a quarter to quarter basis to ₹56 crores. Margin for quarter 4/5/23 increased to 200 basis points to 10%. Profit after taxes for the quarter 4/5/22 increased by 71% on quarter to quarter basis to ₹31 crores. Net cash flow from operating activities for FY23 is 520 crores, up from 96 crores for the last financial year 21-22. Also, there is substantial reduction in the availment of short-term borrowings by ₹265 crores as in 31st March 23 as compared to the last year 31st March 22. Thank you all. This is from my side, and we can open floor for the question and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is on the line of Manish Oswal from Nirmal Bang Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, and good to hear the industry is doing seeing some recovery in terms of demand, and that's good for the industry and your company in particular. My question on the question on the performance of the company. So, first question for the full year, sir. What is the volume growth in our business and the average realization for the quarter four and the FY23 on basis?
Hello, Mr. Manish. So, in volume, just say. So, the production quantity as a whole, as a company, for last year, FY21-22 was 59,855 metric tons, which increased to 61,769 metric tons in last 1 year. And the cotton yarn, the quarter four volume was about 17,390 metric tons, vis-a-vis quarter three of this year at 15,761 metric tons.
Mm-hmm.
And you also asked about the spreads.
Yeah, average realization.
The average realization for last year was... So the price per kg last year, what we got was 312 rupees 62 paisa for all the yarns we make put together.
Okay, and versus quarter four, sir? Quarter four of the current exit quarter?
The quarter four is 260 rupees 86 paisa.
Okay. Sir, we are hearing from the industry that the Europe market has recovered meaningfully. So can you comment some of your key export market, where you see the green shoots in terms of demand, and how do you see the overall volume growth, because our capacity also just commenced. So you talk about in press release that will benefit to the sales in the coming quarters. So how do you see the overall growth of the business the next financial year, FY24?
So overall, the demand is definitely not back to the levels we had, 1 year back. We are still, yet to see the European and American demand to come back to the levels which were there before 1 year. I think there has been a lot of destocking which has been happening and is still going on. But again, there have been some benefits which has happened specifically to the Indian cotton industry of, our competing nations, having some problems. So I would say, and Indian market doing substantially better than what it was doing last year, the last couple of years. So, but we see, this destocking period, coming is at its end, and we expect, when we talk to all our buyers who are suppliers to USA and the Western countries, is that the recovery, destocking period, which has been painful for the last 1 year, is at its fag end, and we should see the demand really picking up in next 3 to 4 months.
Third, on the raw material cost basket, so one is we have seen some decline in the raw material cotton prices, and how do you see the raw material scenario playing out and the operating margin trajectory for FY24?
Yeah, raw material has been the most painful part of the textile companies because of two stark reasons. One is, of course, that in the last cotton year, we ended up with very, very small closing stock of cotton because of crop failure in last year. And second has been an imposition of import duty, which has been imposed of 10%, which has made our cotton relatively more expensive than what it used to be, in the last 3-4 years. So premium of Indian cotton has gone up than what it used to be. So these two factors are still playing out. So relatively, our Indian cotton prices are still higher than what they should be. So, but I think one factor, which is the closing stock, is going to take care itself, because we see the crop this year is pretty good and slow. It's coming slow because of the farmers' resistance, because they got much higher prices last year. But we expect the raw material prices to be weak or lower, stable or lower than where they are today. And I think this will start positively impacting our margins in next 4 to 5 months.
Any number, specific guidance for that, sir, or you don't have any guidance on operating margins?
Operating margins, sir, we think it's very difficult to give me a exact figure, but we think that we have hit the bottom in last couple of quarters, and there'll be some improvement going forward. Albeit, I don't expect it to be very fast for next couple of quarters, but I think we have hit the bottom.
Sure, sir. Appreciate the answer. And the last data point on the CapEx for the FY24, what is our CapEx spending will be in the for the 24?
I mean, our CapEx planning will be not much. There's some money which is going for the solar plant, which is, I think, 50% of it has already been spent. So I think around 25 crores, and rest, which is whatever is needed for upgradation of plants and everything. So not, I think below 50 crores.
Okay. And average cost of debt, sir?
Average cost of debt right now is about 5 to 7%.
Sir, I have one basic question on the your recent buyback program. So, why we have done the buyback when we have a debt on the balance sheet? Because reducing debt is a more prudent strategy for the company in the long run than the doing the buyback. Any thought on that? It will be grateful. Thank you for answering all the questions.
So we think we have substantial inflows coming in the subsequent quarters and subsequent years, and we I think the shareholders have been pretty patient with us for last so many years. We haven't given any dividend, so we thought this is the right time to reward the shareholders with the buyback program. And our debt and debt equity ratios were pretty comfortable and below 0.5 for us to afford it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kirti Jain from Canara HSBC. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity, sir. So first of all, congratulations for this buyback, and also we have seen a very good OCF. We have done an OCF of more than 500. Good to see that. And also, congratulations that you have almost increased our capacity by 50%. So my congratulations to that also. So my first question is on the volume, sir. Like you had highlighted, we had done this quarter 17,400 tons roughly. So at peak, what can be the volume with the expanded capacity? Now we have installed 60,000 spindles additionally also. So all put together on a quarterly run rate basis, what could be our run rate, sir?
Thank you, GPD. Thank you for all the compliments. So as we, the last expansion will take a couple of months to totally ramp up to the peak capacity. So we expect our run rate from 17,390 tons to increase to around this one. So say around 21,000 metric tons, 21,500 or 21,000, something,
some
just a ballpark figure.
Okay, so sir, in this quarter, sir, our utilization excluding the six new plants is full, sir. This quarter?
Yes, sir, it is full. We have last quarter our capacity utilization was about 96%. 97.3%.
Okay. Sir, out of the total power consumed, how much is our captive generation, sir, currently?
So currently, the captive generation is around, I think, 6 to 7%, sir, which is going to go up to around after this new plant, which has also come in, should be around 11 to 12% of our total consumption.
Okay. Sir, how much the state policy allows, sir? State policy, captively, how much we can take up captively as a proportion to our requirement?
We can take up 100%. There is no cap. Because in this being solar, so the, you know, the efficiency is only 17%. Because we only generate it in the mornings.
Correct, correct. Okay, so maximum we can take up to 18% of our requirement we can take up. Correct, sir? Then?
No, there is no bar from the state, but that's the capacity of roofs we had. So we have only put up the whatever roofs we had.
Okay. But we can't put in a private site, sir, these plants?
So we can, sir, but we don't, you know, we can put up in the, you know, the land adjoining the, within the same campus, we can put it on the land, but we don't see a big, you know, advantage of it. Because we have to buy land separately for that, and it won't be that cost effective.
Okay. Sir, apart from this rooftop capex, any capex planned in the coming year, sir?
No, sir, nothing for additional capacity expansion, just small modernization and upgradation, which we generally do, will be happening.
Okay. Okay. So next capex, when will we be planning, sir?
So we have just finished off with, you know, 40% additional capacity expansion in last 1 year. So we are just taking a breath and evaluating, you know, the market conditions. And so I think it'll be premature for me to comment on that. We have not yet decided. Just trying to consolidate our last expansions.
Thank you. Mr. Keith Hichan, request you to join the queue for any follow-up. Our next question is from the line of Maulik Chaudhary from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Okay, sir. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Sir, I have a couple of questions. The first one will be the new capacity expansion that has been commissioned. Will the capacity utilization be more than 90% from the get-go, or will it be in the phases?
So, sir, typically in a spinning company, it takes about 3 months to reach the peak levels, which is around 98%. And I think that would be the case in this. So, right now, we have just started. I think by June end, we expect to reach 98%.
Okay, sir. Thank you. The second question will be, we are seeing a lot of initiatives from the government to uplift and to provide the textile sector with opportunities to make it competitive worldwide. How does Sportking plan on seizing this opportunity?
So we are very excited and bullish on the textile sector. And we think the government is also doing, you know, a lot. And that's why we have put up this, you know, capacity in last 1 year, you know, almost doubling our capacity in last 1 year. And we are ready to seize the opportunity. And we are looking at any more opportunities we get going forward after consolidating this part.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir, for answering my questions.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investments Manager. Please go ahead.
Sir, did you mention that you will fully utilize the capacity of that and to record 21,000 ton volume by quarter two? That's what you mentioned?
Yeah, I think that's what
okay.
We will achieve.
Okay. My second question is, sir, if you could help us and give what was the per bale cotton cost for FY23 and what was the exit of quarter four? What was the spread? You have given the realization, but what was the spread for FY23 and what was the exit for quarter four FY23?
Okay, so the raw material prices for the whole year, this is the one. So for the cotton specifically was 202 rupees for the whole year last year, and 185.20 rupees for the blend for everything put together. And quarter four, the cotton prices had moderated to 179 rupees and overall 163.51 rupees.
179 and 163.
Yeah.
Quarter four. Okay. So I'll get the spreads. Is this
spread?
so 260 minus 160, 100 rupees spread for exit quarter.
Okay.
And full year is 140 rupees spread, right?
No, the full year is around 127.43 rupees. And last quarter is 97.34 rupees.
Oh, I said 100. Okay. And the if you could give us the bale price or the candy price for cotton exit.
Cotton prices, candy prices as of today or for the last quarter?
No, for your exit. Is it 63,000, 64,000?
Just up to 179. So it's around 63,600.
Okay. And this will remain until the next cotton season, right? Because you would have procured your cotton.
No, we haven't procured all the cotton as yet, but yeah, it'll be a bit lower than this.
Okay. And my last question is, sir, this capacity that you expanded, the 60,000 spindle and the 40,000 spindle, what was the capex cost per spindle? And was this all brownfield?
Yeah, it was all brownfield. The capex cost per spindle, just so for first 40,000, it was around 40,000 rupees per spindle. And for the last one, the solar nikal
ke, sir.
Yeah, the second one is around 48,000.
Okay. And if you had to do a greenfield, then what is the cost that comes in?
See, I think it will be about 10 to 15% higher, maybe 10% higher.
10% higher. So basically about 50,000 rupees, 50-55,000.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you very much, sir, and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Surya Narayanan Nayak from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
Surya Narayan, your line is unmuted. Please proceed with the question.
Yeah. Is it audible now?
Yes.
Yeah. So, sir, Manish ji, just giving, thank you for giving me opportunity. Just to understand from your scheme of things, that are you interested to be only in the staying in the upstream and not into midstream or downstream? That is number one question. Number two is that out of the total lands, in terms of fiber, what is the cotton and what is the man-made fiber? I'll then ask the other questions. Yeah.
So, if you see, the proportion of only 100 cotton yarn is almost 50%.
Pardon, sir?
I
think hello.
The proportion of cotton, the proportion of cotton yarn in our sales is almost 50%. More than
50%.
Yeah, 52%.
Okay.
And the cotton blended yarns is another 40%, and the synthetics is about 10%. That
okay.
is for the quarter. That is for the quarter four. In the from next year, I think the cotton proportion will increase a little bit more with the new capacity kicking in from second quarter. And your second question Your first question was about the downstream. So we are very, I think we are very excited about the spinning sector, and we think that there's a lot of potential in spinning sector right now, and there are many things which we don't do, which we want to do. So right now we don't have any plans to go downstream, but we keep on, you know, looking at all the scenarios and all the opportunities, and as and when something excites us more than spinning, we'll definitely go into that.
Okay, and on the you make a lot of value-added yarns like slob yarns, and you know, even the dyed yarns, melange yarns, but your realization is very low at around, you said around 260 or so. So, I mean, can you explain why it is so?
This includes actually, you know, some low gray yarns also. So the average comes lower, but so I think we are mainly into coarse counts. We make, you know, from round 8s to 40s. So that also might, you know, put our, you know, the total realization at a lower level. But, so that might be the reason.
Okay. So, one thing actually, can we expect a change from the company from presentation viewpoint quarter and quarter? Because you are totally off-stream focused. So, is it possible to give data points with regard to the cotton and man-made and others also related to different fancy yarns and you know, blended yarns? So is it possible to give so that, you know, we can be able to understand the trajectory of the realization quarter and quarter, and what is happening globally, or let's say in your case? So that is my viewpoint.
Thank you for the suggestion. We will look into it. It looks so. Whichever are our substantial, you know, areas, we would look at, you know, the reporting separately in the presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Naik. Request you to join the queue for any follow-up, as we have several participants waiting for their turn. We have the next question from the line of Tushar Gupta from Mittal Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you, sir, for having me. I think majority of my questions have been asked by my friends.
Tushar, may I request you to use the handset, please? Your voice is not very clear.
Hello. Is it better?
Yes.
Yeah, so thank you for having me. I think majority of my questions have been asked by my peers from the industry. Just a couple of from my side. I understand there's an electricity subsidy that we get on our Bhatinda plant. I just want to understand till when are we getting that subsidy, and once that goes off, how will the profits get impacted?
Okay, that subsidy is going to be with us for next 13 years.
Okay.
I think till 2032.
32, okay. Okay. My next question is on the dividend policy. Do we have any plans on establishing a uniform dividend policy in the future? I understand there's none as of now, but what are the plans for future?
So, sir, right now, sir, you know, we started, we have a dividend policy which is there in our annual report. So, right now, till now, we hadn't given any dividend. The only thing which we did this year was a share buyback, and we are, you know, looking at, you know, if we don't have any growth plans, you know, being a growing company, we never had funds to, you know, give us dividend, because, you know, just concentrating on the growth. But next couple of in next years, whenever we see an opportunity that, you know, give the dividend or another buyback, we would definitely do it if it is if our growth plans are not there.
Okay, understood. We understand that there are some headwinds from the export market that because of the Ukraine and Russia war. In the meanwhile, do we plan any exploring any other markets for exports? Any other country or any other region that we have in our pipeline of exploring?
So we don't directly export to Russia or Ukraine. So, you know, and we almost export to 100 countries, and we keep on, you know, this is our ongoing exercise that we keep on finding new buyers and new markets almost every day and every month. This is our endeavor. So that's a never stopping exercise. It keeps on going on.
Okay, understood. Last thing I want to ask is, and what will be the what is the vision for next 2-3 years that you have? What markets we think that we may enter? Any specific products? What could be the revenue and you know the bottom line which you can predict for next 2-3 years? I understand it. To be able to achieve that or not, just I want to understand the target that you have in your mind.
Sir, right now, you know, or you know, it's very difficult for me to give, you know, such a volatile sector. But our endeavor is, you know, to grow, you know, to keep on growing, and whenever we see an opportunity, and maintaining our, you know, debt levels, not exceeding the debt levels we are comfortable with. So we keep on exploring opportunity. We have many projects in mind. So once we stabilize, you know, this new addition capacity, which we have done in last 6 to 8 months, we'll definitely go ahead with those executing those plans.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, I'd like to remind our participants to limit their question to 2 per participant. If time permits, you may join the queue for any follow-ups. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pranay from J&J Holdings. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for this opportunity and many thanks for this call, maiden call. Thank you so much. Sir, my first question is your cotton inventory, which as on March, seems to be in the range of about 2-2.5 months, which historically is lower than normally what our company holds. Any view on that?
Yeah, there actually, you know, this year, you know, the cotton arrival pattern has been totally different than, you know, historically this never happened. You know, the farmers are still, you know, because last year was, you know, the historic year in terms of prices. So this year, you know, since the beginning, the farmers have been resisting to get the cotton in the same manner and vigor they used to get in last years. So, you know, the most important reason for us to always, you know, be having more cotton stock on 31st March was to have, you know, to secure the quality cotton which we need to, you know, serve our customers. But this year, I think that pattern has changed. You know, there's still, I think, around 40% of the cotton arrivals, you know, if you talk about 31st March, I think 50% of the crop was still yet to come. So we had to change our buying cycle according to the arrivals.
So basically, you are anticipating lower cotton prices.
Yeah, we lower or maybe you know stable to lower. Yes.
Okay. So my next question is: seeing your cash flows and no large major capex in FY24, what will your debt look like at the end of 24?
Short-term debt should be, you know, I think even with this expanded capacity, it should be in the same range or even lower. And I think our long-term debt should go down by around 70 crores or maybe 100 crores.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Pranav Tendulkar from Rare Enterprises. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sorry, I missed this data. What was the volume for whole year and the quarter? And what is the expected volume because of the increased capacity for next year? That is first question. And what is the realization? Average realization, I understand, is 312 and 260 for the last year and current quarter. If I'm right, then please also let me know what is the average realization expected for the next year, like your expectation. Thanks a lot. Also, volume expected for the next year. Thank you.
So volume for last year is 61,770, 69, and for quarter four is about 17,390 metric tons. This we expect to go up to 21,000 plus from quarter two of this financial year, and so we should see, I think, around 80,000 metric tons plus minus, you know, 5% for the whole financial year 23-24. And the average realization was 97.34 rupees. The spread was 97.34 rupees for last quarter. And we expect, you know, the margins to, you know, and the spreads to remain where they are for next couple of quarters, maybe improve a little. And it's too early for me to give the, you know, full picture of what's going to happen after that. Yeah. I hope this answers your question.
Right, sir. Right, sir. Sir, just a last question from my side. You alluded that the inventory destocking cycle is over. So will it, you know, stabilize at a lower base as compared to, say, last 2-3 years? Because last 2-3 years was an abnormal year. So I just want to... Yeah.
Yeah, I think the stocking period is at the fag end. I think the destocking period, I think... from next spring, which, you know, generally people start getting orders from August and September, the things should be better. Last 2-3 years were, you know, very abnormal because of, you know, many reasons, you know, much higher demand, a lot of supply chain issues. So I think definitely, you know, what the stocking period is, the stocking inventory is going to be less than what it was in the last 2 years because the supply chains are in a much better situation right now, and the transit period to different countries is, you know, is not what it used to be in the last 2 years. I think we'll come back to what it used to be pre-COVID in the next 6 to 8 months.
Perfect, sir. Perfect. So just last question from my side. In the products that you procure, who are your toughest competitors and how is competitive scenario unfolding? Thanks a lot. That's my last question and congratulations on a improving set of numbers. Thank you.
I couldn't get the raw material procurement you're talking
No. In the end product that we produce, who are our toughest competitors and how is the competition evolving? So that is first question. And
I think all premium spinning mills are there. I think it's not about competition. See, the whole world is your competition. You know, India is the biggest exporter. So I think it's just demand and supply, which is, you know, the biggest problem, or the, you know, which is hurting for last 6 to 8 months. Competition is not that big a problem, you know. That is. So there is nothing tough or not tough about that.
Right. Perfect. Perfect, sir. Perfect. Thanks a lot for the opportunity.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sanskriti Bole from Voyager Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. You talked about how the company is anticipating a reduction in cotton prices, right? So I wanted to ask, how will the forecast that are talking about lesser rainfall this year and the delayed summer as well, like how do you think that will affect margins, and is there anything in place that we have done to mitigate that?
So we are expecting lower low prices or stable prices from where they are, and we do not expect we expect a good sowing numbers for next year, and we expect we will have another good crop year next. So we don't need to do anything. I think it's a natural fiber, and time will tell how the weather goes. And cotton historically is one of the most resistant fiber to the vagaries of weather. So we are hoping, and we are pretty positive that the sowing numbers are going to be good for next year, and we're going to have another good crop next year.
Okay, all right. And I had one more question about raw materials, sourcing, where do we procure it from? From what I remember reading, the raw material for polyester is mostly imported and everything. So do we just buy polyester and cotton, or do we have anything along those lines?
Yeah, okay, ma'am. We don't buy any polyester from international markets. We procure 100% polyester from domestic suppliers. Cotton is sourced from from within India and from international markets also for specific yarn requirements. So
okay, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Namit Mehta from KC Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, couple of questions from my side. First, where do we stand from an operating efficiency perspective versus competition? And to the extent possible, if you can talk about the large cost items and where we stand on those cost items versus industry. Where do we do better? Where is there room for improvement? I think that will be helpful.
Yeah, the operating efficiency, last year was around 96%. Which I think is, will be amongst the top in the industry. When, a lot of industry had gone for 50 to 60% capacity cuts, so we could still maintain a 96% operating rate and efficiency last year. So this is a testament to, our efficiencies. Last quarter, we did 97.4. And we are striving for more. Our target is the industry, the best practice is about 98%. So we are striving for that. So we are almost there at the top end of the efficient spinners.
Good. So, if I can just sort of elaborate on what I meant. I meant more at the lines of cost items, so in terms of labor, in terms of power, in terms of other costs. Where do we lie on a per kg basis, or however you typically benchmark vis-a-vis peers, where do we lie vis-a-vis competition?
I think we are pretty competitive. I think we are amongst the top in all these aspects you're talking about. The power cost and the salary wages cost and the interest cost, everything. I think that is one of our USPs. We are one of the most cost efficient companies in the country. We talk about spinning. One help which comes to us is because we 90% of our capacity is at one location. So that helps us in controlling our costs. And, we have a power cost is in Punjab, power is relatively cheaper than other states, and because of our own captive, that makes us pretty cost efficient in our power costs. So we can send you a comparison with other listed companies offline.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karthi from Suyash Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity. Wanted to understand your current exposure to Bangladesh and the kind of challenges you are seeing over there.
Sorry, I didn't get your question. Exposure to Bangladesh and?
The challenges you are facing there. I heard of some issues related to LCs and so on for some customers at least. I wanted to understand your current understanding.
So Bangladesh continues to be our number one destination for our exports. And we are not facing any challenges as such. We have been dealing with Bangladesh for many years. And we are not facing any LC challenges. I think this is some other sectors other than, the yarn are facing those challenges. But yarn is backed by a master LC in Bangladesh. So there in yarn specifically, I don't think so any company will be facing issues.
Sure. And what percentage would you be exporting to Bangladesh of your total volumes?
It varies from year to year. So it's almost 50%.
I'm sorry, sir, your voice was not clear.
It's almost 50% of our exports. It varies, keeps on varying by 10% plus minus. It varies from 40 to 60%.
40 to 60%. Okay. Sure. Thanks for the clarification and best wishes.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratik Chaudhary from Samarthya Capital. Please go ahead.
So how much additional savings do you foresee for the additional 15 megawatt rooftop plant?
So we've already seen the total project cost of this rooftop is around 50%. So out of which,
With how much, sir? Could not hear you.
55 crores.
Okay. Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ayush Agarwal from MAPL Value Investing Fund. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for the opportunity and good to see the improving results. So I have two questions. The first one is, on our blended realization. So like you mentioned that, you don't want to go into downstream product. You want to make the current operations more efficient and get into maybe better products. So what are we doing to, go into more value-added products? Or if you can talk about some initiatives on that perspective, because that will ultimately help to increase our per kg realization.
So, see, right now the profile we have is, there is a limitation for us to add value than what we are right now, and but we have some plans in mind that which might take shape in the next 1 year, where we will add substantially to our proportion of value added yarns in our kitty.
Right now it is
around 10 to 15%, not much.
So there is scope then, is this what you are saying?
Definitely. So we are looking at all what can be done, and so hopefully after the next financial year, there will be a constant increase in the value added share in our kit.
Got it. My second question is on the financials. So, how much is the depreciation supposed to go up, like one since we have commercialized this expansion? So from next quarter, how much will be expensive for depreciation?
Depreciation in this quarter was around
14 crores.
So I think it will be around 15 crores for next quarter.
Sorry, I could not catch you.
About 15 crores from next quarter.
15 crores. Okay. Also, my final question is on power and other costs, which was roughly about 12% of our top line in last quarter. So, is there any, you know, cost component which is still elevated, or can it go down? So, going ahead with, you know, higher capacity utilization, do you see other costs as a proportion coming down to our sales figures?
See, it's, you know, it's very difficult to go by, you know, percentages, because, you know, the price of yarn keeps on going up and down. You know, if you look at last year, in the same quarter, you know, our turnover was, you know, much higher and our volumes were lower. And our power cost was, as a percentage was lower. But what I would say is that, you know, our power cost, you know, will stay the same or go a little lower in absolute terms, you know, other than the new project, because of the addition of the solar power from, you know, second quarter of this year. So we don't see anything, you know, because power costs are also increasing. Every year they increase. You know, we buy from SEBs and they increase every year, and this year also, you know, there will be some increase. So what we see is that, you know, by putting up the solar, you know, we will be mitigating those impacts and be able to keep this this steady at where we are.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to paucity of time, that would be our last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing remarks. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you to all. I think I would like to thank the participants for taking out the time to join our first call. We look forward to having continuous engagement with all the market participants. For any other queries, be free to connect with Dorian Capital, our advisors, and you can write to us directly also. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Sport King India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.